who, when she runs into somebody who fits that category, claiming years of abstinence and weighing more than they did when they became abstinent, she says, "That's just wonderful. What are you abstinent from?" Now, I don't like physical punishment, so I've never tried that. Abstinence, I'm going to define it once more. For me, my definition is a plan of eating that moves me toward or maintains a normal size. And if it's not doing that, something's wrong about it. Let me clean up one little housekeeping chore. There hadn't turned out to be a good place to put my name and address, so anyone interested in getting more information on a silent retreat could write me, so I'm going to put it on this tape, and I'm going to do it right now. Don't try to write it down. It'll be on the tape. My name is A.G. My last name is Ainsworth, A-I-N-S-W-O-R-T-H. I'm a junior, A.G. Ainsworth, Jr. My address is 222-222. County Road 143-143 in Gonzales, Texas, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-S, Texas, 78629. Send me a self-addressed stamped envelope for information about silent retreats. I want to do a little math tonight. I gave you the numbers last night, but I didn't do the math. And I bring this up because so often the program I hear that slips are just par for the course. Everybody does it. Don't worry about it. If you've slipped, you can always come back tomorrow. Just keep coming back. Don't worry about slipping. I slipped in 1964. I continued to go to meetings for 4 years, during which time I gained 100 pounds. And in March of 1968, I sealed up a box with all of my OA literature and materials in it and put it back in the closet. I opened that box in March of 1986, 18 years after I sealed it. If you count the time from when I first slipped in 1964, that's 22 years as a fat man again. It was awful. As I told you last night, I thought I was so spiritual I could get right back. Let me tell you what, it's a hell of a lot easier to stay here and stay on it one day at a time, which is my subject for tonight, than it is to get back on. When you think about a slip being an insignificant event or a minor blip on the landscape or something that's par for the course, everybody does it. Think about AG's 22 years weighing over 100 pounds more than I weigh now after having been on the program once. Think about it. I love what she said tonight. Abstinence is the most important thing in my life today without exception. And that's right. I'm occasionally asked how I got 15 years of abstinence. Well, let me tell you what, there are two requirements for getting 15 years of abstinence. The first requirement is don't die. Okay, because that'll ruin it. Don't die. The second requirement is make one day at a time. It is absolutely amazing what happens if you just keep making one day at a time. I was astounded when I made the first day when I came back to the program this time. I'm still surprised by it, but I'm still doing it one day at a time, and those days have added up to 15 years, 9 months, and 5 days if I finish this one. Astounding, isn't it? So I've done those two things. I haven't died.